Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
The successful mission of the Artemis II spacecraft and its crew of four shows that America still has the capability of doing majestic things, achievements far grander than fighting wars or each other. Their images of the backside of the moon are beautiful, fascinating, and mysterious. To boldly go, indeed. However, for those of us old enough to remember the flight of Apollo 11 in July 1969, Artemis just hits differently. Not for a moment do I minimize the significance of the Artemis mission, a whip-around journey to the moon and back, that sent humans farther into space than ever before. Space travel remains incredibly dangerous, a fact that the Artemis crew understood and accepted as part of the deal. However, the passage of more than half a century has helped us understand how to lessen the risk of a catastrophe. Maybe that's why the flight of Artemis captured the nation's attention only briefly. We watched the launch, we wished the crew Godspeed, and we got back to our busy lives. I can't help but compare the experience to those 8 days in the summer of 1969, when the world forgot about borders, political boundaries, skin color, and religious differences, all of which are invisible from space, and joined together as citizens of planet Earth. For one brief moment in time, we shared our magnificent planet as one people and marveled at what three American astronauts accomplished while we watched it all unfold in grainy black-and-white television images. One would have to be at least in his mid-60s today to remember and appreciate just how universal and monumental the flight of Apollo 11 was. I was lucky enough to have a front-row seat for much of it. The Blade sent me to the Johnson Space Center in Houston to cover the grand adventure from Mission Control. Months later, after the mission ended, Wapakoneta threw a big welcome home party for Ohio's own space hero, Neil Armstrong. Bob Hope was there to greet him when he stepped off the plane, and with all the excitement, hardly anyone noticed that standing at the doorway of the plane, taking it all in, was Buzz Aldrin, who would fly off moments later to his own hometown welcome. I wasn't sure Aldrin saw my wave, but I wanted him to know he was just as big a deal to me as Neil. Wapakoneta can rightly claim it is Armstrong's hometown, but Upper Sandusky's in the mix too. The Armstrong family spent 4 years there during World War II when Neil was 11 through 14. A few years ago, I found the Armstrong house on a visit to Upper Sandusky. I marveled that the first man on the moon once lived in that modest home, played in that yard, and rode his bike down that block. It was an emotional moment because I grew up just 9 miles away in nearby Sycamore. The technology that made Artemis II happen far eclipsed what was available to the crew of Apollo 11. Your smartphone is way more advanced than the Apollo guidance computer that astronauts relied on in the 1960s. That makes what happened in July 1969 one of mankind's greatest achievements, then and still.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.